Oh, yes, it's Best Bowl right now with Bobby Rossi, hour number two. And if you'd like to weigh in, text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. I was just talking about how Thomas Rhett said he could eat margarita pizza every day, and that came. It was after he went to Italy, and I was like, I've never been to Italy, but I do love margarita pizza. That's become my favorite pizza now. And I got texted, what is on margarita pizza? I've never heard of it. So basically, it's just a very simple pizza. It's just your sauce, your pizza sauce. Now, a true margarita pizza, they actually use like special tomatoes from this region, and they only use buffalo mozzarella and all this other stuff. But, you know, American style, it's just basically your spaghetti, your pizza sauce, and then they take globs of mozzarella and stick it on the pizza. And then basil, some basil leaves. That's it. There's all kinds of different versions where some people will spread the mozzarella on the thing and they'll chop up the basil. But it's basically just pizza sauce, mozzarella, and basil. And it's just good. And you get a wood-fired one. Oh, man, so good. All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top three stories here for you. R. Kelly has been sentenced to 20 years for child pornography and child enticement. This is in New York. He was already serving 30 years. This is going to serve simultaneously. All it does is add another year to his sentence. The NTSB says that the train derailment over in East Palestine, Ohio, they gave out their initial report. One of the things from the report, no alert came about for the train crew until just before the derailment. So they just had no warning. It just happened. And the reason why it happened, what happened exactly, there was an axle that was bent, and the axle caused friction that ended up causing the wheel bearing to overheat, break off. Vladimir Putin has vowed to strengthen Russia's nuclear forces. Of course, this comes about a few days after he said, yeah, I'm not going to be doing the nuclear arms treaty with the United States anymore. And so now no treaty. He reiterates that he's going to go ahead and start strengthening his nuclear forces. So, and I was talking about this a little bit earlier, and I was just saying, it's crazy, you know, when you look at the nuclear arsenal, the nuclear forces, because the countries that have the most nuclear weapons is us and Russia. And one thing that's always confused me is two things. One, even with our treaties, even with the treaties that we had, we both agreed to reduce our nuclear arms, but we actually never negotiated in there where we were going to reduce the nuclear arms so we have the same amount. It was just, you agree to reduce 10%, we'll agree to reduce 10%. It's like that. However, Russia had a significant higher number of nuclear weapons than what we had. And so when we're reducing by percentage, they still have a significant higher number than what we have. So now where we sit, with it is they have about 4,700 nuclear weapons. We have like 3,500. The next closest is like 300. Like the next country that has the next highest amount, they have like 300. That's it. We have 3,500. Russia has 4,700. Plus there's like another 3,000 retired nuclear weapons between the two countries. And so this is my second part. So the first part was like, why does Russia have so many more nuclear weapons than we have? And whenever we have a nuclear arms treaty, why do we not try to get them down? The second part of it is, though, is why are there so many nuclear weapons? Like, how many nuclear weapons would it really take to pretty much wipe out life as we know it? I mean, we saw the disaster of Hiroshima and Nagasaki from Fat Man and Little Boy. And our nuclear weapons today, even they say even like a suitcase nuke is more powerful than those. And if that's the case, the nuclear fallout alone, I mean, what you're talking like 100 nukes? And that's all we'd need to pretty much wipe out humanity as we know it. Yeah, there'd be some life, but it wouldn't be much of a life. And so, mate, what? Okay, 100's not enough? 200? 500? We have 3,500. Russia has 4,700. The world has 12,000 nuclear weapons. 12,000. What are we going to do with 12,000 unless we're going to attack another world? Like, that's the only thing I can think of. Anyway, Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 923. Speaking of Mother Russia, there, you know, after a year ago when they invaded Ukraine, the reaction from the United States, the reaction from NATO was all the same. Wag our finger at them, say, shame, shame, shame. And then we're going to punish you financially. We're going to have economic sanctions on you. We're going to make it tough. Your economy is going to tank. And if you remember, way back then, we talked about it here on Pensacola Right Now. I said, please, you're saying we're going to make it difficult for you. And Putin's going to say, well, then we'll just steal more gold and precious metals and stuff from Ukraine. And so here we are a year later. How has those economic sanctions, what have they done? According to the latest report, there was no economic knockout from the West's sanctions on Russia. In other words, it really hasn't done that much. The ruble trades right around the same as it did weeks before the war. I guess things are just going fine over in Russia. Yeah, they've lost McDonald's and they lost Starbucks, but they end up having some Russian version of it pop up in its place. So the economic sanctions have not really made a big dent, which I and others predicted. It wasn't going to do much because they're just going to steal what they need. And that's what they've been doing. It's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area. We are looking good on 3 Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. Starting to get some heavier traffic on 98, leaving Gulf Breeze proper, heading towards Tiger Point. This is going to be in front of the Nature Preserve, as well as still having some slowdowns on Lillian Highway in both directions. That's going to be on 98, heading towards Lillian Highway. There are delays. Lillian Highway in both directions in between 98 and Blue Angel Parkway. If you see something else on the roads, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. This traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
So tomorrow begins the 10th annual Pensacon. We haven't really talked about it this year that much, but it starts tomorrow. If you're not familiar with Pensacon, it's basically a comic book and pop culture convention. So when you go to these Pensacon or any of these kind of comic con events, you end up having celebrities in pop culture show up from TV. And movies, usually TV and movies that are associated with comics in some way, like Star Trek people or Star Wars or then Marvel people, things like that, right? DC Comics, things. So TV, movie type people. But you also get, besides actors, you get some of the behind-the-scenes people. But then you get the actual artists of the comic books often show up. And sometimes even the writers. And so you're even doing a lot of that stuff. So so that's what's starting this weekend. Now, one of the things that's interesting, somebody was saying, well, what is Comic-Con? What do I need? Well, that's what Comic-Con is. It's a comic book convention. You can buy comic books. You can buy comic book-related, stuff. I don't know what you call it, just stuff, action figures and all kinds of other things, right? There's some video game type stuff too, because it's also pop culture. So there's movie type things, comic book type things, and video game type things. And then you've got the celebrities there where you can pay to be able to meet them and get a picture with them, get an autograph, things like that. And but also a lot of people try to dress up to attend Comic-Con, and they call it cosplay. And so you've probably seen some of this stuff where they try to dress up like some of the characters from the comic books or from the movies or from the TV shows. And some of these cosplay costumes are very elaborate. And a lot of these people, they'll actually travel to different comic book conventions in order to basically show off their cosplay outfit. And so some of the people you'll see tomorrow are not even from this area. Others are from the area, but they're from a greater, they'll travel in still to be able to attend this event. And it's kind of an interesting thing. So you get people who are going there because they want to meet some celebrity or some celebrity of some sort. Others are going there because they really are big into comic books and they want to meet the artist or the writer of a comic book. Others are going there because they want to be able to try to collect memorabilia and collector's items and other things like that. Some are trying to go there to get comics. And then others are just there to hang out with other cosplay people who are dressed up in their uniforms. I don't know if I could do that. I don't know. Gracie, would you cosplay, or have you cosplayed before?
I have not. I do like going to Pensacon to just see the costumes and to people watch. I'll actually be there tomorrow with Cat Country. So I'm looking forward to it, honestly, just because they go all out. Like, spend lots of money on the costumes. Oh, yeah. So it's fun to people watch, personally.
It is definitely a people watching type of place. I will say this. I had a friend of mine who went either last year or the year before, and they were like, so I didn't know this was a place that's not really for little kids. And I was like, well, yeah, it's not really for little kids. It's meant for more older teenagers. You know, it's meant for teenagers and older. Why do you say that? And they're like, there were so many scantily clad people. And I was like, oh. Like, yeah, there's some of that cosplay stuff, because in comics they're not dressed, you know, necessarily with lots of clothing on. So there's some of that. So even if you don't see people who are scantily clad, you're seeing the comics, the drawings that might be a little bit inappropriate for younger kids. So just a little heads up right there. Coming up here next, we're going to have top trending news with Joe Ford in the newsroom on News Radio 92.3. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Coming up next hour, we're going to be giving away a pair of tickets to each of the games at the Sunbelt Conference. So we'll give that away next hour right here on News Radio 92.3. If you'd like a pair of tickets to go see Verdi Requiem, this is from the Pensacola Symphony Orchestra, comes up this Friday, comes up tomorrow. There's going to be 120 voices from the Hattiesburg Choral Union. Tickets are on sale now at newsradio923.com. But if you would like a pair of tickets to go see Verdi Requiem tomorrow night at Sanger Theater, give us text us right now, music, to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
The jury in South Carolina is in recess until tomorrow in the Alex Murdaugh double murder trial. Murdaugh was on the stand all day, telling jurors over and over he did not kill his wife and son. Murdaugh admits he lied to officers about his whereabouts the night of the 2021 murders, but he blamed that on a drug-fueled paranoid episode. Nearly 50,000 people dead after the recent massive earthquake in Turkey and Syria, the vast majority of those deaths occurring in Turkey. Turkey's interior minister said his nation is doing its best to help folks recover from what's happened. A new study says there's no evidence mask mandates did anything beneficial at all during COVID anywhere in the world. A comprehensive study by Oxford University concluded there's just no evidence they made any difference. The authors add policymakers behind the mandates were convinced by flawed observational studies that masking matters. And Aaron Rodgers is out of his darkness retreat. The Green Bay Packers quarterback spent several days and nights at Sky Cave retreats in Southern Oregon. Bobby?
Oh, yeah, I saw a picture. Did you see a picture of where Aaron Rodgers was staying?
I saw a link to the Instagram for the posts of the cave, Sky Cave Retreat. So one of the links on Twitter or something, it said it was the Instagram. So I clicked on that because I just, you know, wanted to see some pictures. But what really was interesting was watching some of the videos of like people giving their experiences and just kind of talking about all the stuff. And it was interesting. I'll just say that.
Okay. Interesting. So is that a good, interesting, bad, interesting?
Listen, it's not how I roll. It's interesting.
I mean, you and I both talked about it. So, dude, probably be a very difficult
thing. Yeah, I mean, listen, I try, you know, us being Ted Lasso fans, one of the things that I've taken away from the show is the quote that he says when he's playing darts, be curious, not judgmental. It's really hard not to be judgmental.
Yeah, exactly. There is a part of that, yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's get traffic on the Pfizer Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 showing no slowdowns throughout our area. We have slow-moving traffic on 29. This is going to be northbound right after the interstate, getting closer to West Detroit Boulevard. East Olive Road near Whitmire Drive also showing slow-moving traffic in the westbound direction. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, expect some slowdowns on the bridge, as well as 98 getting closer to Lillian Highway. Expect some slow-moving traffic in the westbound direction, as well as Lillian Highway in both directions in between 98 and North Blue Angel Parkway. If you see something else on the road slowing you down, please give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Daily Dad Joke for you. Stick around. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I don't know if this is like a legit thing. I actually think this is real. I cannot believe it, but I think this is actually real. Somebody has created the LOL Verifier. It's a device that sits between your keyboard and your computer. So if you happen to be typing something on social media or a text and you type in LOL, it won't let you. It will block you from typing LOL unless you actually laugh out loud. When I read this article, the LOL Verifier, I literally LOL'd. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's Daily Dad Joke.
I've been trying to break up with an optometrician recently. It's really hard. Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore, she moves an inch closer and says, "How about now?" I can't see you anymore. How about? Okay. It's a dad joke. It's good stuff. Here's something that sounds like a joke, but it is not. New York City reportedly has sold their $225 million worth of their COVID supplies. Remember how everybody was stacking up COVID supplies? And by the way, remember there were some people who were getting punished for hoarding COVID supplies, like hoarding masks and things like this? Well, apparently it's okay if you're a city. New York City hoarded $225 million worth of COVID supplies and medical equipment, safety gear, things like that. And now apparently they've sold them all for $500,000. Yeah. No, 2 cents. No. 0.2 cents on the dollar. Not pennies on the dollar. A fifth of a penny of a dollar is how much they sold it for.
The challenge, all you gotta do is leave it better than you found it. It's gonna get difficult to stand, but hold your balance. I just say whatever.
Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. There is, did I say obstetrician? My bad. I meant to say, yes, I did mean to say optician. That's, yeah. Anyway, we won't even re-hit that one up there. Let's see here. We were talking about Alex Andrade and how he introduced a bill that would make it easier to sue media for defamation. Got a text here that says, Alex Andrade is introducing this bill on someone else's behalf. Pretty clear he's being groomed for Matt Gaetz's seat. Could be. Very well could. There's buzz that he might be going for state senate, things like that as well. So, you know, let's see what goes on down that road. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. By the way, yeah, if you have a dad joke for our daily dad joke segment, you can text it in to us. Or email it to me. I do keep them, and I most of the ones I read I get from you guys. I mean, I could find my own too, but I'd rather just read them as a group. So you could send them in to me or text them in, and I save them and try to get to them later. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3 and four. What was this here? Oh, there is. Pensacon sounds a lot like Halloween on steroids with a focused theme. Did you ever dress up for Halloween or perhaps a black tie affair as an adult? Have you seen that much different? Oh, I've often said black tie affairs are adult, it's the adult dress up. That's the adult dress up. It's like kids, we're all kids inside. We got big, and we just have different ways of playing dress up. And there's a couple times I dressed up as, I even dressed up as a, as an adult for Halloween, just for the kids. Like I've never been to an adult Halloween party, like where everybody dresses up. I don't even know what that is. That seems weird to me. I dressed up to entertain my own kids when they were small. That was about it. All right, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get your top three stories.
Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect some heavy traffic on the bridge due to construction, as well as 98 heading westbound towards Lillian Highway. Expect some slow moving traffic getting closer to this intersection. Lillian Highway between 98 and Blue Angel now looking good, running smoothly. Other than that, you're just going to see typical afternoon delays. Pine Forest north and southbound direction in between 9 Mile and I-10 is showing delays, and expect some slowdowns leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point on 98 in front of the Nature Preserve. If you see something else, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Top three stories here for you. R. Kelly has been sentenced to 20 years in prison for child pornography. These are charges from New York. He was already serving 30 years from another state, and he will serve this simultaneously. So all this really does is adds an extra year to what he's already serving. The NTSB, talking about the train derailment in Ohio, says there was no alert for the train crew until just before the derailment, so they had no way to like really prevent it because they didn't know about it until right when it was happening. And Vladimir Putin has vowed to strengthen Russia's nuclear forces. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi. That's your top three stories. Let's get to some sports.
Here's your sports hit.
NBA on TNT tonight. Memphis Grizzlies take on the 76ers at 6:30, followed by the Golden State Warriors against the Lakers. Then you've also got NCAA men's basketball that's going to be on ESPN2 at 6 o'clock with Memphis against Wichita. And then after that, USC against Colorado. And then after that, University of South Dakota playing number 12, Gonzaga. All those are on ESPN2. On FS1, the late game at 10 o'clock, number 4, UCLA plays Utah. NCAA women's basketball is on ESPN. Well, actually got a few games underway right now. Number 3, Stanford has come from behind to tie it up against number 21, Colorado. And so looks like they're closing the gap there to prevent an upset. There's 2 minutes left in that game. Number 10, Notre Dame leads Georgia Tech by 6 points with 30 seconds left before the halftime. And the Lady Seminoles, Florida State Seminoles, number 23 ranked in the country. They're playing Wake Forest. They're leading by 1 point with 30 seconds left in the game. Coming up at 6 o'clock, number 1, South Carolina is playing Tennessee on ESPN. And then NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN Plus tonight with the Tampa Bay Lightning playing Buffalo Sabres at 6 o'clock. Then in sports news, the Kevin Durant has scrimmaged with the Suns, but he's been ruled out for Friday. He's looking at a March 1st return. Atlanta Hawks are moving quickly to try to find a replacement coach. They're not going to go with an interim coach. They're trying to find, I mean, they're using an interim coach, but they're trying to find a replacement now. They don't want to wait till the offseason. They're interviewing Quinn Snyder, the former Utah Jazz coach, who basically resigned last year. The Rams and the linebackers, Bobby Wagner, have parted ways after just the first year of his five-year deal. It was worth $50 million. Aaron Rodgers ended his darkness retreat. He's supposed to make his decision about his future very soon. The Broncos have hired Vance Joseph as their defensive coordinator over Rex Ryan and Matt Patricia. And Bryce Harper in baseball is expected to report to the Phillies in 2 weeks. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. The Biden administration has proposed a new restriction on asylum seekers. Okay. The new rule would prevent migrants who do not use already available legal pathways to asylum and do not seek asylum in a third country from applying for asylum in the Biden administration. So this is going to end Title 42 immigration or Title 42 is going to end. This is something that basically required basically Title 42 was dealing with pandemic related things. But we also have the Stay in Mexico policy that the Trump administration had implemented. The Biden administration tried to roll it back and had this whole Supreme Court battle over that, right? Well, this new proposal is very similar to the Stay in Mexico policy. The Trump administration had a policy that basically says you can't seek asylum here unless you first sought asylum in another country. And that's very similar now to what they're doing. Basically, you can seek asylum here, but you have to use legal pathways to do so. You just can't go to our border and then go to the Customs Border Patrol and be like, hey, we want asylum. You have to seek legal pathways to do so. Then you got to seek asylum in another country before you apply here as well. So very similar to the Trump administration's policy is basically the point. And so this is getting a lot of buzz going, hey, the Biden administration's starting to implement policies on immigration that are similar to Trump administration. Yeah, look how big of a disaster it is. At some point, they just have to go, okay, we placated the far left part of our party who wants open borders. Now it's time for us to go ahead and get a little bit of law and order underway here. By the way, Florida's Governor DeSantis announced today new initiatives to combat illegal immigration here in the state of Florida. And it's going to increase penalties for human smuggling. It's going to have strengthening the statutes for detention of illegal aliens, requiring universal use of E-Verify, which I've always thought we need to do that, enhancing penalties for document falsification, and prohibiting the issuance of local government IDs to people who are not lawfully in the country. So in other words, an illegal alien can't go get a driver's license or any other kind of legal ID. Which is, I mean, it happens all the time. Part of it is this DACA program. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. Now that DACA has been basically, by the higher courts, has basically been said it's unconstitutional. And so they're going to allow DACA to stay in place for those who already had it, but nobody else. If you issue, basically what this plan is that Governor DeSantis implemented, it would basically would, or not implemented, it's what he's proposed, excuse me. The legislative session doesn't begin for another couple weeks. But if it gets passed, then it could run in conflict with DACA and some other national things. It'll be interesting to see what happens with this. And I was already reading a bunch of people going, this is him trying to show where he stands on the border for when he, you know, throws in his name in the hat to run for El Presidente. Yeah, maybe. It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Come up here next. We're going to get a quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom and your top stories on FoxNews.com. Stick around. Informative, local, dependable. Let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf.
98 heading westbound at Lillian Highway. Still seeing slow-moving traffic as you get closer to this intersection. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. You'll see everyday afternoon slowdowns on the bridge due to construction. And 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point. Expect some slowdowns in front of the Nature Preserve. Again, that was Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. If you see something else on the roads, just give me a call at 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. Top stories on FoxNews.com before we get to Bobby's brain teases. Top story is ex-attorney. This would be the Alex Murdaugh case. We're talking about this earlier. I don't know what the obsession with this case is, but there's certain media outlets that it's like all the every day. Like they're covering this like this is a big deal. And they've been doing it for a couple weeks now. And so this is a, I guess, former high-profile attorney who is being accused of murdering his family. And so I guess today, ex-attorney's explosive first day on the stand ends with grilling from prosecutor and gasps from the gallery. And I guess he claims he did not kill his family, but admits that he did lie to investigators. And that's why that's taking top story here. Other top story on FoxNews.com. A good Samaritan chases down drunken driver after a crash that killed the police officer. So this is a, there's actually a video of it showing that this guy, he was served 16 shots at a bar, got in his vehicle, plowed his Jeep into a white sedan, and it ended up killing the driver, who was an off-duty police officer, and his wife and boys were injured, but it killed him on the scene. This guy chases him down, and he's yelling at him. He's like, you stay right there, because the drunk driver tried to flee the scene. And there's videos showing this guy chasing him down and saying, hey, you killed somebody, you killed somebody. He chased him down and pinned him down to the ground, waited for the police to show up. So, wow. Pete Buttigieg getting criticized for his shoe attire when he showed up to East Palestine, Ohio today. I don't think this is a big deal, but a lot of Republicans were criticizing him because he wore what appeared to be dress shoes to the toxic spill event instead of boots, I guess. I don't know. What are you supposed to wear to talk? They look like boots. They just look like more dress boots, but I mean, come on, it's not what you expect to have, like steel toe boots. I don't think so. Then here's the big news, breaking news. President Biden has his first Democrat challenger of 2024. Oh, really? That's right. We have, so we know we got the primary on the Republican side of things, Trump and Nikki Haley so far, possibly Tim Scott a little bit later, but now the self-help author, Marianne Williamson, is running for president. She, under the Democrat ticket, she's going to primary him. Now, she ran before, if you remember, in 2016. She didn't really get, or 2020. She didn't really get very far with it, but she did run. And so now she's going ahead and threw her name back in the race again. It's official. President Biden actually has a primary challenger in the Democrat Party. Let's go ahead and Bobby's brain teases.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
No actor or actress has won an Oscar for a performance in the Steven Spielberg movie until Daniel Day-Lewis did it in 2013 for Lincoln. The 1970s show debuted in 1998, which is 18 years after it ended. That 90s show debuted last month, 23 years after the 90s ended. So kind of a interesting one right there. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.